Hello and welcome to the Monster Legends Podcast. I'm your host, Tanner, and this week we're going to Georgia. Let's start off with some facts and history of Georgia. James Oglethorpe founded the colony of Georgia in 1733. One of the 13 original colonies, Georgia is now home to more than 10.3 million residents, a figure that makes the state the 8th most populous in the country. This is from Georgia.gov. Politician James Oglethorpe envisioned Georgia as a refuge for released debtors and the poor. In 1732, King George II of Great Britain approved the colony's charter. The state is named in that king's honor. On February 12, 1733, Oglethorpe and more than 100 colonists unloaded their ship, the Anne, and settled in present-day Savannah. Throughout Georgia's history, its capital has moved 4 times. The cities of Savannah, Augusta, Louisville, Bladenville, and Atlanta have all at one point served as the seat of state government. Georgia was the site of the first full college for women in the country, the Georgia Female College, now renamed Wesleyan College, chartered in 1836 and opened 3 years later in Macon. Coca-Cola, Delta Airlines, the Home Depot, Turner Broadcasting, and United Postal Service are all headquartered in Georgia. Georgia produces poultry, eggs, cotton, peanuts, peaches, and Bedelia onions, the last three of which are all state symbols. In the arts, the state has been seeing its share of successes. Writers Alice Walker, Carson Cullers, and Flannery O'Connor, visual artists Jasper Johns and Carol Walker, and musicians James Brown, Ray Charles, R.E.M., and Trisha Yearwood have all at one point called Georgia home. Among the most beautiful and unusual landscapes in Georgia are those generally listed as the state's 7 natural wonders: Miskola Falls, Ofakini Swamp, Providence Canyon, Radium Springs, Stone Mountain, Tallulah Gorge, and Warm Springs. In January 2019, Brian P. Kemp took the oath of office as the state's 83rd governor. Kensaw Mountain National Battlefield Park, Fort Pulaski National Monument, and the Andersonville National Historic Site all were important in Civil War history. Even though the archives switched hands from the Secretary of State's office to the University System of Georgia, you can still visit them at 5800 Jonesboro Road in Morrow. For information on your visitation hours, call 678-364-3710 or visit the archives online. Okay. Let's get into the first monster. Altamaha. Surfer of the Altamaha River in Georgia. Near the mouth of Altamaha River in southeastern Georgia is said to reside a hissing sea monster called Altamaha for the river, or Alti for short. The legend predates British English colonization and said to originate with the lower Muscogee Creek tribe. One of the largest rivers in the state of Georgia, it empties into the Atlantic Ocean and has one of the largest river basins in the country, second only to the Mississippi River. Extending about 137 miles, it joins up with three major tributaries that of the Ocmulgee and Oconee rivers near Lumberton City, and joined further downriver by the Unopee River. It empties out into Altamaha Sound above Brunswick, where it is joined by the Darien, Butter, and Champagne rivers before it makes its way to the ocean. The river area, located primarily in McIntosh and Glynn counties along the Atlantic coast, is not comprised of beaches, but rather is made of many islands, acres of marshes, dikes, canals, ponds, and old rice fields. The Altamaha is said to inhabit a myriad of small streams and twisting channels of the river and adjacent marshes, particularly around Darien, Butler Island, and elsewhere in McIntosh County. A strange cryptid is described as having a sturgeon-like body, including a bony ridge on its top, with front flippers and no back limbs. It swims like a dolphin and has the snout of a crocodile, with large protruding eyes and large sharp teeth. Its coloring is said to be gray or green with a whitish yellow underbelly. Reports indicate that it is 20 to 30 feet long, though some have stated seen smaller or larger creatures, suggesting that Altamaha is not alone. Sorry. It has been reportedly been seen basking itself on the shore, trolling casually along the river, and has even reacted defensively while the presence of boaters. There is no physical evidence of the Altamaha has been found. The tales date back for centuries, with the Indians describing a giant snake-like creature that hissed and bellowed. One of the first non-native reports of the creature was on April 18, 1830, when a correspondent of the Savannah, Georgia newspaper reported multiple sightings of a sea creature on the Georgia coast. The primary eyewitness was Captain Delano of the schooner Eagle, who reported seeing a large creature off of St. Simon's Island below the mouth of the Altamaha River. His description stated that it was about 70 feet long, its circumference about the size of a barrel, and its head resembled that of an alligator. Five other men on the schooner also reported having seen the monster, as well as several planters on St. Simon's Island. In the 1920s, timbermen riding the river reported sighting a large snake-like water monster. And in 1935, a group of hunters spotted what they called a giant snake swim through the river in the 1940s. Boy Scouts reported seeing the creature as well as two officials from the Roseville State Prison from the 1950s. In 1969, when two brothers were fishing on the Altamaha River at Clark's Bluff, they reported seeing an animal that they first thought was a sturgeon, but quickly changed their minds when they got a better look, stating that it measured about 10 to 12 feet long, with a snout like an alligator, and had a horizontal tail. They also described the creature as having a triangle ridge along the top of its body, sharp pointed teeth, and being gunmetal gray in color. In the summer of 1980, two men reportedly saw Altamaha stranded on a mud bank near Cathead Creek. They reported that the animal was lying halfway in the water, thrashing and trying to free itself from the bank. Described it as being dark colored with rough skin and about 20 feet long. While watching, the creature freed itself, submerged, and disappeared. Later that year, in December 1980, another man reported having seen what he thought was Altamaha in Smith Lake. His description said that the animal was 15 to 20 feet long, snake-like with two brown humps that protruded from the water, and left behind a wake like that of a speedboat. Another report in 1980 described by a craft fisherman stated that the creature looked like the world's largest eel. A more recent report in 2002 was by a man pulling a boat up the river near Brunswick, who reported seeing something over 20 feet in length and 6 feet wide break the water. In 2010, an amateur photographer captured video of something strange swimming in the channel of a Fort King Georgia historic site in Darien. Signs of the land, signs of Altima continue to this day. That is by Kathy Weiser from Legends of America, from December 2019. So you got another one. Mount Alti. A strange carcass found in Georgia Beach could be legendary creature Altima. March 21st, 2018 by Crypto Guy. A very strange carcass actually found washed up on the beach in Georgia has many wondering if it could be a legendary creature. A debate has begun as to whether or not this may be the carcass of the creature known as Altima, also known as Alti. The mysterious creature is named after Georgia's Altima River. The still unidentified carcass certainly has some very interesting aspects that some describe as Nessie-like. There are already reports labeling as the Georgia Loch Ness Monster. The photos of the possible Georgia Sea Monster carcass is certainly very interesting, although there still seems to be reason for skepticism. The shape of the creature, elongated neck and small head, seen in the video here, seems to match descriptions from various Altima sightings. But there's nothing that can be used for scale to determine the size of the carcass. It can be highly decomposed. From the report, it doesn't seem like the carcass was recovered for further analysis, leading many skeptics to point to the possibility of a hoax. Could it be some kind of undiscovered species or something much less mysterious? A 2018 Altima sighting would be exciting enough, but could this really be an actual Altima carcass? While this is probably not the case, it's still a very interesting find and definitely worth a little more investigating. It can be proof of the mysterious cryptid's existence, but the search continues. One thing is for sure, we never know what's going to wash up next, so keep your eyes peeled. Okay, that's good. Tell me nothing, sir. Okay, this is from exploresouthernhistory.com. Altima Sea Monster, Sea Monster on the Georgia coast, the monster of the Altima. Mysterious Altima is a river or sea monster. Some say it lives in the coastal marshes, twist channels around the mouth of the Altima River. It is most often seen in the area around Darien and Buller Island, Georgia. A popular part of the culture and folklore of coastal Georgia, is one of the most often sighted monsters in North America. The region where the Altima is usually seen is a beautiful and mysterious estuary known for its vast marshes, multiple river channels, and abandoned 18th and 19th century rice fields and canals. It seems appropriate that the beastie inhabits the waters around Darien, a town founded by Scott Island Highlanders from the shores of Loch Ness in Scotland. The original settlers were recruited in 1735 at Inverness, Scotland, a city known for sightings of the Loch Ness Monster. The Highlanders even called their settlement Inverness before changing the name to Darien. The exact nature of the Altima is as mysterious as the main in which it lives. Some, of course, say is nothing but floating logs, masses of vegetation, or known marine creatures. Believers, however, tell of a 30-foot-long animal with flippers like a seal. The monster made its splash on the national scene in 1981 when a former newspaper publisher named Larry Gwynn reported seeing the creature while fighting with his friend Steve Wilson. While fishing with his friend Steve Wilson. He said it had two big humps about 5 feet apart and left behind a wake like that of a speedboat. When newspapers across the county ran stories about the sighting, other witnesses began to come forward. Harvey Blackman of Brunswick, for example, said that he had seen the creature in the 1970s. He said it had a snake-like head and was about 15 to 20 feet long, and that it had seen it gone at a point called Two Way on the Altamo River. Another eyewitness, Frank Culpepper, saw a wake in the same area. He said, it left behind a billow of water so big that it caused boats to bump about. One of the men with him ran for a rifle, but it was gone before he could get off a shot. The reports in 1981 followed much publicity about the Loch Ness Monster, a fact that raised the eyebrows of the skeptical. It was not, however, the first time that the Altamo has made the news. In fact, a correspondent of the Savannah, Georgia newspaper reported multiple sightings of a sea monster on the Georgia coast in dispatch datelined in Darien on April 18, 1830. The primary eyewitness was Captain Delano of the schooner Eagle, who saw a monster of St. Simon's Island below the mouth of Altamo. This is his report. He repeated the particulars precisely, describing the animal he saw as being about 70 feet long and its circumference about that of a sugar hogshead, moving with its head shaped like an alligator's about 6 feet out of the water. A hogshead, for those who are not familiar with the term, is a large barrel or cask.
We all know real life can suck sometimes, and your boss accidentally seeing you in your underpants on Zoom last week doesn't help any.
That's why reluctantly codependent sisters, the Shira and Rashalia, keep you enthralled and in stitches every week with their podcast, Legendary Africa.
Every Monday and Friday, we take you on a journey of mythical lands, magical objects, and monstrous creatures, both ancient and modern.
Find Legendary Africa on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and wherever you feed your ears. And remember, stay safe,
stay sexy,
and stay legendary.
Like the sightings reported in 1981, the 1830 appearance of the monster was verified by others. Five men on schooner also saw it, and a number of planters from St. Simon's Island told the correspondent that they had seen something strange as well. It appeared in St. Simon's Sound that the year and was viewed throughout telescopes over a period of several weeks. Other eyewitnesses proclaimed the creature seen in St. Simon's sounded to be a whale, but no one could say for sure whether it was the same creature seen by Captain Delano. The captain, however, was clear that he had not seen a whale. Captain D also states that he is acquainted with all kinds of whale and that he never saw but once before, about 4 years since off Dobie Bar, a monster smaller to the one above described. Du Bois Sound, the state of Delano's earlier sighting, separates Cipolo Island from the mainland and connects it to the Altamo River. Sea serpent seems to have been part of the lexicon of people around Darien, and before 1830, in 1826, that sailed from the wharves there were named the Sea Serpent. Did it honor the Altamaha? The sighting of the monster in the early 1800s confirmed that the people had been seeing something strange in the waters around the mouth of the Altamaha River for a long, long time. Tradition holds that the Tama Indians who lived up the Altamaha had legends of a giant snake-like creature that lived in the river. No documentation has been found to verify the claim, but the Creek Indians of Georgia definitely told stories of giant snakes in the rivers of the territories to early explorers who recorded the legends. Sightings of the Altamaha has continued to this day, when people ranging from timber workers to Boy Scouts claiming to have seen it in 2010, an amateur photographer captured a video of something strange swimming in the channel of Fort King Georgia Historic Site in Darien. You see it at the upper right of the page. Although many theories have been offered over the years as to what the Altamaha could be, they all remain unproven. Perhaps that is this as well. There is something fun about having a local sea serpent, and Darien makes the most of it. Images of the creature can be seen all over the community, and it is not uncommon to see tourists with binoculars, telescopes, and cameras or the waterfront on the waterfront hoping to catch a glimpse of their own. Okay. Yeah, but yeah, that ulti thing's a very fucking big thing in Georgia, apparently. Like a Georgia Loch Ness monster. Okay. Woo. Take a drink now. Okay. I'm back. Possible Bigfoot sightings reported in Northeast Georgia, according to Facebook page by Josh White from KTRE.com. Published May 27th, 2019 at 6:23 p.m. Updated May 28th at 9:46 a.m. Within a week's time, there has been two reported sightings in Northeast Georgia of a creature suspected to be the legendary Bigfoot. Details were posted on the Facebook page for Exhibition Bigfoot, a museum in Cherry Log, Georgia, dedicated to Bigfoot, aka Sasquatch. The first reported sighting of the veiled creature, which has never been proven to exist, was detailed in a Wednesday, May 22nd post. Exhibition Bigfoot wrote that a driver braked when he saw what he described a very dark, 7 foot to 8 tall, hairy two-legged creature with a pointed head, walking along the shoulder of a road and into the woods around 18:30 p.m. on Monday, May 20th, between LJ and Blue Ridge, Georgia. This is the post right now. Bigfoot sightings between LJ and Blue Ridge Monday night, May 20th at 8:30 p.m. It was still light out and driver braked when he saw what he described as a very dark 7-8 tall hairy two-legged creature with a pointed head walk along the shoulder and into the woods. He said the arms were very long and it walked with arms extended from its sides. He pulled over, skidding on the gravel, and waited on the backside of the small patch of woods, thinking it would emerge on the other side. It never did, and with a man approached him with a stick in his hand, asking if he could help him. He said, "I just saw what looked like a Bigfoot cross this patch of woods." A stranger just smiled and said, "I believe you," and walked away. What the? I believe you. Let's talk about that guy with a stick, dude. God. Dude. Credit Pete Travis' artwork when it said these sketches displayed what he saw. He said the arms were very wide. Page gave an update on Memorial Day, writing a man who saw the post about the original sighting said to say he saw a black-gray one in Rabian County near Clayton on his way to work. The post continues, it was walking through a field in early a.m. and knelt down on a branch where their trout was at this point. He said he was at his closest to the creature, 50 feet. When the witness moved, he exited this way. But, okay. This is another post. A man called Monday after he saw the post about the sighting in Cherry Log. He called to say he saw a black-gray one in Rumboon County near Clayton on his way to work on Monday morning. He was walking through a field early a.m. and knelt down at a branch where there are trout present. At this point, he was at his closest to the creature, 50 feet. When the witness moved, he extended his trout to get a better view. The creature saw him and walked back to the woods. This gentleman, like so many others, were never a believer. Thank you for the call, sir. According to Charlotte Observer, the Facebook page and museum are operated by David Barker, who said they have seen other Bigfoot sightings in the mountains areas and heavily forested region of northeast Georgia. Edward Lee, the man who reported the May 20th sighting to Baccarat, told the Observer that although he fears being ridiculed for his claim, he does really believe he saw Bigfoot, though he never considered himself a believer until his encounter. My own wife didn't believe me, I guess, he said. It wasn't no bear. It wasn't walking straight up like a human with long arms swinging back and forth like a monkey. It's okay. It's true. Let me look up something quick. Georgia. Could you help me out here? So in the Bigfoot research, Bigfoot Field Research Organization, it's in Georgia sightings. Most recent reports, January 2017, Mason County. Man sees and photographs a tall figure watching them barbecue a hog near Idol City. We were observing a hog midday on a smoker, and across the road in a big field about 300 yards away, there was a huge hairy creature standing beside a white oak and grabbed my phone. What the hell do you just fucking think? And look at find a white oak and looking at us. I grabbed my phone and took a picture and then disappeared. Although it was gone, myself and my father-in-law walked up to examine the air. There were tracks, and judging by a mark on the tree and looking at the photograph, the creature was estimated 8 feet tall. Owner of the property says he sees it all the time. Also noticed heavily used game trail that the Bigfoot used to enter and exit, a pile of brush leaning against the tree. Other witness time and condition, 12 noon, overcast, and about the storm, environment, fields, livestock, swamp, creeks. This photograph. It's a giant dude. It's a big dude. Okay. The witness was somewhat surprised that his friend quickly ended the conversation and seemed unwilling to further discuss the matter. When witness looked back, the figure was gone at that time, but instead seen the finger walk or to or from the spot. It was there, and 40 seconds later, it was gone. After the figure was gone, the witness said it, and his father walked over to the spot, saying, "Mother, really? Okay." December 2016, Harrison County. Year 2016, winter, December 3rd, Georgia, Harrison County. Patient 1.5 miles up Benson Mountain Road after turning off Highway 120, left side of road across from a church. Nearest road, Highway 120, Benson. Vincent Mountain Road. On our way to Rockmont, Georgia, from the Birmingham, Alabama, We were following the directions that the GPS gave for the distance. They brought us to Highway 120 and Vincent Mountain Road. We had just made the turn and gone a mile and a half when my husband and myself saw a large figure standing in the tree line. There was illumination coming from the right side of the road from an additional light source other than our car headlights. Then this enabled us to clearly see the figure that was on the left side of the road with one arm straight down and another arm slowly moving. I believe that armament is what caught our attention, making us both look to our left, clearly allowing us both to view this creature. It was covered in reddish-brown fur from the head to toe, with a face I can only describe as ape-like. It appeared to be over 7 feet tall. He or she seemed to be getting ready to cross the road. After about 15 seconds passed, he and I both screamed out, "Did you just see what I saw?" I never seen a big believer on the legend of Bigfoot, but I know what I saw tonight, and I am floored. I have never written to any site such as this about anything in my life, and I certainly didn't think I would start at 56 years old. Thank you for your time. Also notice nothing else I can think of. Other witnesses too. Myself and my husband. Time and condition. 10:30 approximately, and it was drizzling after we seen rainfall over we were in the stream drought. Follow-up investigation report by BFRO investigator David Baraka. I spoke with both witnesses, and they both seemed to level-headed and still excited about what they'd seen that night. It was approximately 10:30 p.m. when both witnesses and their 20-year-old daughter, sleeping in the back seat, were headed home to Rockmart, Georgia from Birmingham, Alabama, on the night of December 3rd, 2016. It was raining a light drizzle, which was welcoming change. Georgia is in the midst of a statewide drought. It was the first sign of precipitation in 2 months after turning onto Vincent. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a bunch of stuff. Most recent one. That's 8,004. Ivan Walker. 2002. Okay, this is a Georgia Raptor. The Georgia Raptor is a true knotted-like creature said to have been seen sighted in Georgia on July 25th, 2008. An 18-year-old man and his grandfather were hunting deer at night in Georgia when they saw an animal described as closely resembling a raptor from the popular Jurassic Park movies. It has been suggested that it might be actually been a true knotted. Okay, here's an expert from the www.code.com about the sighting. Raptor sightings in Georgia by Y. Phillips. While in the Georgia woods, a boy and his grandfather seen a creature that looked like a living dinosaur. This happened to me and my grandpa on a hunting trip in July 2018. I don't see my grandpa very often, so I always take chance to take trips with him. Grandpa is pretty much an outdoorsman and enjoys hunting, fishing, and just being out in nature. Grandpa and I were out in the woods. It was around 3 to 3:30 o'clock on Friday, 25th of July. I was 18 at the time. We were on Grandpa's land in Georgia. It's a pretty place with a typical Georgia woodland and a few grassy plains. We were walking on a little rocky road heading for a site where Grandpa often sights deer. As normal, there were a lot of sounds going on at night in the woods. We ignored most of them and remained quiet quiet to not scare away anything. Suddenly, we heard an unusual noise we never heard before on our way on our many hunting trips. Grandpa looked at me and listened. Then he raised his finger in front of his mouth to show me that we shouldn't make any more movements. I heard a lot of movement and more of the noise. I can't really describe the sounds, but I sure can describe what I saw, even when it was pretty dark. We just kept listening to the sounds as suddenly something came walking slowly out of the bushes and onto the road, maybe 150 yards in front of us. My eyes got really big, and at that moment, I wasn't even scared, just amazed to see this creature. We didn't move, as crazy as it sounds. It looked just like a raptor from the popular Jurassic Park movies. I just froze because I thought things like that lived many thousands of years ago. It had a long, stiff tail, walked on 2 feet, and had short arms. It looked lizard-like and had a huge claw on both of its feet and smaller claws on its arms. Since the creature appeared to us that it could not, that it could run fast, we decided to just not move at all. It raised its head to the air. It seemed like it was smelling the air. I estimate its height around 5 feet at the shoulders. After sniffing the air, it made these sounds again and turned around and ran off in the bushes. Grandpa and I walked until we felt safe again. Grandpa and I waited until we felt safe again and then quietly made our way back to the truck and drove home. In the truck, we talked to each other about what we had seen and decided to not tell to Grandma because she would think we were crazy. I never believed in stuff like ghosts and creatures and paranormal stuff. I still don't believe in ghosts, but since that encounter, I believe in creatures that science doesn't know about. That's my story. As odd as it sounds, I know what I saw. It's very interesting. Oh, man. The 28th of December, according to this. Damn it, no, stop. Ah. Got all this noise, sorry. Is that fucking album? In 1946, a fire in the Winscoff Hotel took 119 lives. That was the largest hotel fire in U.S. history. Much like the Titanic, the Winscoff was thought to be fireproof, and so its builders didn't bother installing fire doors or fire escapes, sprinklers, or alarm system. During a fire, the fire department lacked nets or ladders able to deal with building of its height. Some people were so terrified and desperate to escape from the doomed upper floors that they leapt out of the windows directly into inadequate nets. Today, the hotel still stands in Atlanta under the name Ellis Hotel. Employees and guests report seeing ghosts and smelling smoke. In There are numerous versions of the story of Crybaby Bridge. In some, a child accidentally drowned in the creek below the bridge. In others, one of the child's parents murdered him. Of course, if you drive to Crybaby Bridge in Columbus, Georgia, you still hear the child crying. It's creepy. It's creepy. Okay. Private residence in Roswell, Georgia, known as the Creepy Old House, has been highly trafficked by paranormal investigators. It is believed that the horrific child abuse occurred in the house, and that the body of a young girl is even buried in the basement. The spirit of an angry old man is known to yell at anyone who comes onto the property, and has reportedly even tried to possess people. In 1840, a slave owner tried to attack a slave named Alec, but ended up failing and impaling himself on the sword he had drawn. Aha! Aha! That's funny. Good for you, racist fuck, dude. Oh. The man's dead, and Alec was falsely accused of his murder and sentenced to hanging for it. He was chained up in the Lawrenceville Jail in Lawrenceville, Georgia, prior to his hanging. It is said he still feel Alec's presence and hear his sad song in the prison. Dude, I'm sorry, dude. That sucks. Dude. It's great. Oh, okay. The Bonaventure Cemetery is over 200 years old and houses numerous beautiful statues. One was built in the honor of Little Gracie, who died of pneumonia at the age of 6. Now, people leave little gifts for Gracie at the statue's feet. Sometimes visitors even see glimpses of the beautiful little girl. Thank you for listening to this episode of Monster Legend Podcast. And we're finding more information about Monster Legend Podcast, go to monsterlegendpodcast.com or anchor.fm/monsterlegendpodcast. There you can find all episodes and platforms on which the podcast is on, which you can subscribe to. You also can email me with questions that will be answered on the show. Thank you.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.